Well, it's that time of week once again where we're joined by Brian Ross, Real News here on Robinhood Radio. And we take a look at the real news across the platform, whether it's here locally, the United States, or around the world. Brian, good morning.
Good morning to you, Marshall. What a week it's been already.
Yeah, I would say so. With the real impressive move by the president of the United States going into a war zone and on the first anniversary of the war, really shaking things up.
And then followed by that very stirring speech on Tuesday in Warsaw, which really I thought was perhaps the best speech I've seen Joe Biden deliver in a long time.
And you can tell it was good because the way it has knocked Vladimir Putin into reacting very quickly.
Yeah, you wonder what they're thinking in Moscow after the 80-year-old president finds a way to get into the war zone, the 10-hour train trip and all the secretive behind-the-scenes things they did to get there without being tipping off anybody. And I guess they actually told the Russians in advance to make sure there was a deconfliction. But as they're watching Biden, he has rallied the world and at very least the NATO allies into a force that Putin has to recognize was much different than it was a year ago.
And what's interesting is the trip was 72 hours. It wasn't just I think the amazing thing about it wasn't just a quick bop in for like two hours and out. It was a significant move by United States and of course now NATO, that is the last thing in the world that Putin wanted a year ago.
Yeah, it shows the resolve of the United States. And I see that in the last couple of days, another delegation of Republican members of Congress were also there to underscore the bipartisan nature of the commitment. Whatever we're hearing in the Fox News world, there is a pretty strong Republican commitment. As it should be. Generally, politics is supposed to stop at the border.
You know, and just to go along with Ukraine, it seems like the Russians just don't learn from history. They had another 35 armored tank or armored unit convoy, which was destroyed completely by the Ukrainians overnight.
It's really one setback after another. You know, they tried to launch this new super weapon at a time when Mr. Biden was speaking. And according to U.S. intelligence, it failed. And so the big going to show up the U.S. Move did not work. It backfired. It's hard to predict what's going to happen next and whether Putin, as you and I have talked before, if there are more defeats and he gets his back to the wall, that's when he probably is the most dangerous.
And it's interesting because his speech was full of a lot of bravado once again. But I've seen various clips from various news organizations where once again, the Russians are not completely behind him, even though the Russian minister said 80% approval. But all the clips show that the Russians are pretty much divided on this, with probably about 60% in favor of what's going on and almost about 40% that are showing signs of weariness or we shouldn't be there at all.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to predict what's going on in public opinion in Russia, given the dictatorial powers that Putin has put in place there. You know, people really aren't free to speak out. Some of the examples I've read about where the people are just actually arrested in restaurants because they're overheard saying things critical of Putin and the war effort. It does strike you as a Germany in the 30s and 40s.
All right. Well, what compares to that story here this week on your agenda?
Well, here, you know, there is the continuing concern about that horrible chemical spill train wreck in Ohio and what was behind it and what should be done about it. Is enough being done about it? You know, I saw that they got the mayor of that small town to show up on Fox and criticize President Biden for not coming there because he doesn't care. I don't think that sells so well. But there are issues about the safety. And as the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, pointed out, there was an effort to impose new safety regulations on the rail industry, which, according to him, were pushed back by 5 years after heavy lobbying of Republicans in Congress. So I think when it comes to that, there probably are no clean hands, and more attention needs to be paid to all of that, to the transportation. And I don't even know what caused the action, not quite clear, which again goes to the issue of infrastructure in this country. But that is something I think that has potential serious political implications. One hopes that the Biden administration will read those leaves and respond appropriately.
All right. Getting back to Russia, it appears now that the attempt by China to get even stronger ties with Russia is now becoming more intense.
Well, that is on the world stage, that's of great concern, I think. If that becomes a strong alliance, Iran, Russia, and China, that's a potent group there, probably with Russia the weakest of all three. But at the same time, China is trying to restart its economy by creating better ties in Europe. And the foreign minister went to this conference last weekend in Munich and was very critical of the US, and all the accounts are he's sort of tone deaf. He didn't understand that the Europeans are united behind the US and Ukraine, and that what he was saying made no sense to them. So they're not showing great confidence in handling their diplomatic skills. But nevertheless, for the US to have a strongly united axis of Russia and China, that's a world threat for us to consider.
Back to Russia for a second. What do you think about them dropping out of the Nuclear Arms Treaty Pact?
Well, as the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, said, deeply disappointing and concerning. Even so, they really had not been in compliance with it and refused to allow inspectors. So it was a pact, but it was not being enforced, and it really doesn't really, apparently, as a practical matter, mean much. They already had, as a practical matter, already dropped out.
All right, let's move around the world just a little bit. What about the United States? Appears that it's going to get stricter on asylum of seekers at the border down south.
This is to me very interesting because, in a way, even though they deny it, the Biden administration is adopting some of the same moves that the Trump administration took in terms of limiting asylum. And essentially, if you're seeking asylum and you come across illegally, or if you don't try to seek asylum in your first place you come from, talking about asylum seekers from Honduras and Nicaragua, Venezuela. They are required now to first seek asylum in the first state they hit, which would be Mexico. And what the Biden administration says it's trying to do is to open up more legal ways. In other words, get in line, make an appointment, and we'll consider your asylum. If you don't do that, we won't consider your asylum request. And that is somewhat and actually quite similar to what the Trump administration was trying to do. And there are Democrats in Congress and certain civil rights groups already critical of the Biden administration. But they, I think, have come to a realization they've got a serious issue there. They're just flooded with, 10,000, 15,000 a day trying to hit the border. And how do you do that in a way that is, prevents, guarantees their health? Guarantees their right to seek asylum, which is a bedrock principle of this country. And doing that, it seems they've had to pick up on some of the Trump administration policies.
A couple of stories involving the climate and the earth. Once again, that aftershock that hit Turkey and there after they had that major, that's a story. And also, in the United States, pictures are now showing that California's reservoirs are up to about 70% full after the main heavy rain they've had this winter. While in France, France has gone through the driest winter ever, and they now have a drought alert through that country.
Well, we talk about the global warming, climate change. We've seen some very strange weather around the world, and even in our own backyard, Marshalls. It's it's stunning to watch what's happening as creeks dry up. In Venice, the canals are going dry. France is having the issue, and now California is being inundated with rain and snow.
I guess when you take a look at what's going on in the world as a whole, for all his faults in looking a little lazy and sleepy Joe Biden, he really has brought America. If you look back 2.5 years and see what America's position was on the world stage and what it is now, it really is an incredibly quick turnaround.
In terms of what he's been able to achieve, it's interesting that the various public opinion polls, Americans don't give him much credit for it, because a lot of the things he's doing, they take a while to kick in. And his new vigor, as we saw in Warsaw, I think needs to be replicated in this country if he essentially sells America and what he's done.
All right, and one final note. I was looking at some newspaper articles on North Korea, and they think that there's just a big problems with food, a food crisis there, and there's even been some editorial writing in several different papers thinking that if there's anything that's gonna affect the leadership in North Korea, it might be the deepening food crisis and the availability of food for the North Korean people.
Without a doubt. by the way, I see that former President Trump is sort of defending the North Korean dictator. He's being cornered. It's not fair to him because of the exercises. He's th this again is you watch this and wonder how the dictators like this, what do they expect to do? He set off missiles. He hates to be ignored, wants to be at the center of attention. He's an immature guy, and if you did a study of the psychology of these tyrants, they're bullies and cowards at the same time.
Well, it's been a wild week, and I expect even a while. We won't even get to the sphere that was found on the beach.
Yeah, what was that? It's a good
I
question.
know that was over in Europe somewhere. I think it was Japan. I think it was Japan. We won't even get to that. Well, Brian, it's always great to talk with you, and have a great week, and we'll check in with you next
I look
week.
forward to next Thursday. Great.
Take care, Brian. Thank
Bye.
you.